Not gay.
No. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's gone. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. She's gone, yeah. Gone away. She's gone, yeah. She's just gone away. Whoa. She's gone.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Nice. It's
trying to think of what other ones we used to do.
Right, that's lunch.
Okay.
Well, hello. And welcome to number one in our series of three podcasts hosted on Johnny Omri Radio. .com. I'm Corey Wade, and I'm here with Matt Graham. The hero of the show.
fan favorite.
Fan favorite.
He's coming out, ladies knocking down my door.
This is Kitson. We're here. the show will be called Better Than Shakespeare, or the Corey and Matt Show.
It really is Better Than Shakespeare.
It is. Don't read.
None of that Shakespeare stuff, that la-di-da, I'm just stuck, you don't need that shit.
No, we'll teach you all you need to know.
Latin's a dead language.
Double Greek, fix that right up. But the show format, I'll explain before we get going, is a little bit different. If you've listened to our other radio shows.
Which I'm sure you have. You know what? We were asked to do this. We just, you know, we always wanted to do this, but it was really we were asked this time. The fans were writing in. The fans were letting us know they wanted us back. And you know what? We're giving the fans what they want.
I mean, we've never been ones to deny the fans, so.
It's true.
We are.
You know, a lot of them used to be quite fat, and we kept on feeding them.
Yep, it's true. We kept feeding them our knowledge. Really.
that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, there's going to be no music this time. We can't afford the rights. And
we don't want to get sued.
And there'll be no impressions or anything like that. We're just going to be...
No, and you know what? I'm just going to let you guys in on a really big secret from the old show people who have been listening. Those weren't real interviews.
They weren't. Those weren't real people. That was actually, in many cases, Matt Graham himself.
Yes.
He never left the room. That was just a clever...
That was me stomping my feet.
It was him stomping his feet.
That was pretty much what it was. And if you noticed, I did all the impressions of characters who happen to have husky voices.
Yeah.
And they all pretty much sounded the same.
That's why Tony Lee sounded like Macho Man. but if you guys have any news or anything you guys want to tell us, email us.
Radio@ginormyradio.com. You know, email us whatever you want, questions, that type of thing. We're going to have our co-host coming on soon, Mr. Duncan Lai, is going to be doing some production for us as well. Providing insight on many issues. If you have any Asian news for Duncan, he is half Chinese.
And recipes.
He loves his noodles.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't in this day and age?
I love the noodles too.
I'm worldly and cultured. That's what they call me. Middle name.
But I hope you guys enjoy the show.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and you're listening to Giant Army Radio at GiantArmyRadio.com.
So Matt, I got an email here from Glenn.
Oh, Glenn and Skinner.
Glenn
Russell. Himself.
Well, Glenn, for those of you in the know, all you lucky folks out there who don't know, Glenn actually worked with us on the last radio show, and he was also on Residence, the show that Matt and I wrote together with Greg Smith, and he's moved. Matt, I don't know if you know this, he's in Scotland now.
I did know that, I did.
He's in Scotland now, and he sent me an email today giving us his best wishes.
Oh, really?
And he's lost something. I don't know if you've known this. It's his hair. He's wondered if we've seen it.
I was gonna say that book I never gave back to him. He left in my house 6 months ago. But yeah, hair works too.
His hair is running away from his forehead. If you guys have been on ginormy.com, and I'm sure you have, if you've downloaded the show, go to the Acadia Radio section and look at Glenn Russell's hair. It's vibrant. He looks like a young Fabio. And we're gonna post up some photos that he sent us from his stay in Scotland and other various European nations. We're gonna show you the before and after. Can we do that, Mac?
Yeah, we can do that. I would just want to warn you beforehand.
This is not
from,
to
from what we know, that's not shoe polish on his head.
And this is not to be viewed by children. This is shocking stuff. We don't recommend you show children this. It's really scary. Especially, we'll use the picture of him on a donkey.
That's probably the most children friendly.
It probably is.
Friendliest.
Children love donkeys.
Loves animals. Not eating them though.
No, Glenn's a vegan.
He is a vegan. It's true.
Glenn's a vegan, and he doesn't believe in the eating of animals.
It's true.
And
does not.
He doesn't. And it's a shame, really.
What can you do?
I don't know. Eat an animal.
For every animal you don't eat, I'll eat three. This is just kidding, Glenn.
What's the deal with Giant Omi Radio? This is Jerry Seinfeld telling you and all your friends to go to GiantOmiRadio.com.
Gory, you know, was on the internet today surfing the weeb.
Yeah, yeah.
As they call it, the guys from Radio Shack.
Yeah.
And I came across... Gospel gang. I came across great website.
What's that?
Big Three Records.
Okay.
Former home. I don't know if anybody out there knows this. The 2003 Macho Man Randy Savage rap album.
You sure all know it.
Oh yeah, the all 12 copies that were sold tend to Mrs. Savage. But yeah, they've I think they've dropped him from their roster. They no mention of him on their website whatsoever. MachoMan.com is down. Says it's under construction. You know what? Where am I going to go for my macho news? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
How am I going to find out what he's up to? How am I going to find out if he's still out on the beach with his girlfriend?
Chilling.
What he likes to do.
Living the life.
A MachoMan.com interviews. That's how I learned all that stuff. And you know what? I'm frankly disgusted. Where am I supposed to go?
Well, Matt, I'm shocked to hear that his meteoric rise has ended so quickly.
I know. 20 years later.
20 years later. And where's Mach? Where's the legend?
People's champ.
So I'm thinking this is what we should do. We gave out the email address earlier on the show.
It's radio@ginormiradio.com.
I think I want all of you guys, all you macho lovers out there. I know. And you guys, let me a little aside here. You guys might not think you're macho lovers, but every time you snap into a Slim Jim, you're a macho lover. Every time you watch wrestling, you're a macho lover. Every time you put on a rap album, be it Macho Man or any other, you're a macho lover. Why? Because he was a pioneer in all three of those fields. Slim Jims, wrestling, and rap.
And every time you got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, and just if you're right now just trying to have a real good time, you're a macho fan.
You're a huge macho fan.
Because then you know the lyrics.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's kind of sad. But
what I want you guys to do, I want you to email us there, radio@ginormiradio.com. I'm up on this. And
Mr. Technology.
Mr. Technology.
Corey's Computer Corner.
Yeah, that'll be coming up later.
Topical green. 2-3 days. Fix that up.
Fix it right up, Richard. We want you to write in, and we want you to express your love. And what Matt and I are going to do, we're going to do our best. We're going to forward these on to Macho Man, to MachoMan.com. We're going to tell them that we're going to show them the love.
Show them we want them back.
We're going to want them back, and maybe even we're gonna see if we show him enough love. Maybe he'll show us some back and give us an interview right here on our show, right on our podcast.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. And it'll probably be me doing my Macho Man impersonation. But you never know. It could be the...
Stay tuned. Who knows?
Anything could happen.
I'm not saying in this series of podcasts, but I mean, we don't plan on leaving it at just three. I mean, we'll do three for now, and then...
The fans want it. You know, it's all down to the fans, really. Fans demanded this reunion. Fans were knocking down my door, calling me day and night. Mom said, you got to stop all these phone calls.
Yep.
I had to get a cell phone because of it, so they could... reach me elsewhere, you know, so it wasn't tied up the family line. The fans have just been crazy, but it's also, you know what, incredibly flattering.
I know. I've been getting underwear in the mail. I don't know if you have either, but I've been getting underwear in the mail.
Actually, Corey, your dad ordered those.
No, I mean, the other day, I was going through the mail, and I opened up this package, and I went, who ordered the tent? It said Mrs. K on the package.
Hanes are on the band.
More like heinous.
Pip, pip, this is the Queen of England. And you're listening to GiantOmiRadio.com. Cheerio.
Corey, I've got an email here.
Okay.
It's from Julie Pinterton in Colebrook, Nova Scotia.
Okay.
And it she basically just wants to know what everybody else from the old Katie radio shows, what they're doing today. Because obviously, you know, it's just you and I here. She wants to know what's going on kind of thing with everybody, so she wants an update.
Who doesn't?
Really. I mean, we sort of tried to keep up with all these guys, but you know what?
Walters called me last night. I was like, Barbara, I got to do the podcast.
Sorry, I can't speak to your millions of viewers. I've got to speak to my 15 listeners on a podcast.
I've got my ones of tens listeners waiting for me, okay? So, just, you know.
We can track how many downloads we have, all right?
Yeah.
Like that.
We know.
We know, exactly.
Well, that's a good question, Julie. And thank you for sending the email in. And again, please keep sending emails. We
love the email. The email, it's just been off the hook. It's, you know, we try to respond to as many as we can for the fans. You know, we like to try to have a personal connection if we can.
But, I mean, if we can't get to them all, you got to understand that, you know, we can't. We just can't. I mean,
we're not being paid for this.
I mean,
so.
No, and I mean, we got Duncan working day and night on this sort of thing. And
yeah. He only took 4 masturbation breaks last night. So, you know, obviously you can see that he's really working hard.
On the plus side, though, I mean, the less masturbation breaks he's taking, the chafing's going away. So
it's true that, you know what? Topical cream and the not masturbating, working out.
It will fix that right up. And but so, I mean, if you want to stop the chafing, email us. And again, it's at...
it's radio at ginormiradio.com.
So keep those coming. But Julie, that's a good question. Duncan himself actually appeared on our radio show once. For those of you who really know, who has the catalog.
Yeah, exactly. Connoisseurs.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want a copy, you can email us again.
Or you can just download them off the site. Because that's all the ones we have, so.
That's true, I forgot about that. Yeah, so don't email us. Or you still could. Duncan was on our show once. If you hear like a sort of a low mumbling in the background, that wasn't background noise, that was him talking. So, most people can't hear that.
If you could hear, that was him as well.
Turtles.
He loves the Orientals.
Yeah, he was on our show. Only dogs can hear it, but it was there on our frequency. Glenn, as we've already mentioned, tragically went to Scotland, and we do miss Glenn. We really do. He's all joking aside, and all, you know, hair loss aside, he is a good guy, and we do miss him. Alex Janer is actually he and I worked together producing a show last year, and Matt, you were on the show as well. You wrote
fan favorite
here at our university. It was called Residence, and he still continues to produce movies here on campus and things like that.
He's a theater arts major, I do believe.
He is, and he does on campus movies, and I think he just did a movie called Sem Ghost.
Not to be confused with Ghost Dad.
No.
Bill Cosby made no appearance in this one.
No. Well, he does at the end, but it's only for a Jell-O ad. But
he chases the bus, goes right through it.
Yeah, it's great. so that's... who else was on? So many.
I know, there's so many cast changes.
Yeah.
In the 3 months it was on the air.
Well, wait, you guys don't know this, but there was Matt. There was 3 Matts. We kept recasting them.
Also, an update on the Glenn bot instead.
Yeah.
I smashed it to pieces before I left.
So don't email us with the Glenn bot.
Glenn. Glenn, we know all your fake email addresses. You're not fooling anyone.
We do love your Macho impression.
And oh, yeah.
And we're sorry the fans can't get that. Else hosted the show with us? Oh, Richard was our producer.
Oh, yeah. Richard Chute.
RJ Dog.
RJ Dog, as he likes to be called by his... mistress?
Family.
Either or.
His brother. RJ Dog is doing engineering in Halifax, I think.
He's at Dalhousie,
He's moved on, and he's, I know, shockingly enough, left the world of comedy. a true bright light is gone.
He was truly, truly ahead of his time. Nobody could quite do a cheesy radio voice as well as Richard could.
And we missed the 80s music.
And his funny t-shirts. Man, did he have a lot of t-shirts.
I'm sorry.
That he probably got for free.
Oh, and then there's Donald Kitson.
Donald the man Kitson Deuce himself.
Yeah.
He's still here at the university.
Sure is.
He's a third year, I guess, theater arts major, I think. We don't really talk anymore to Donald.
No, there was
some events. It was sometimes that happens between old friends. You know, they just sort of tend to grow apart, and that's kind of what happened in that case. So he's kind of off doing his own thing, and we wish him the best of luck.
We're not sure what his new own thing is, but
yeah,
he is doing something.
We think.
We would assume. No, there was a falling out. There was rights issues over our old radio show, merchandising.
We all wanted the chance to date Improv Ash. My argument was there was enough of her for to go around.
For a couple shows.
Quotation device.
But didn't happen.
No. So, actually, in fairness to him, I did send him an email about this being on this podcast, and he told me that he would rather not do it. So he won't be making an appearance. Who else?
That was it, wasn't it? I think so,
yeah.
I don't think anyone else... I mean, Ivan came on a few times.
Yeah, you don't want to know
that,
about Ivan.
We were just trying to get him a really date with an ugly girl. That never turned out so well.
He posted pictures of him all around our...
It didn't really work out so well. But no, that's everybody. And we miss them all.
Very much.
Equally.
I just shed a tear.
He did. I saw it.
Actually, it was just the windows open.
It's a bit windy here.
All the flies.
Again, we're going to be posting some pictures of the studio up on ginormy radio.com.
Watch out for those, because, I mean, this is high-tech, really, compared to what we did the old show on. I mean, the old show, we were sitting on half of a double room with a suitcase with a $5 computer microphone sitting in the middle. That was sort of the technology that we were at.
That was the quality.
In some of the older episodes, you can really hear the tick, 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 and this.
And yet, we still pleased you fans.
Many, many, many times over.
And you keep calling us back and saying, guys, just one more show. I'm touched by that.
Me too. It's very flattering. You know, I didn't realize what we did had such a great impact and influenced so many people to maybe get into comedy themselves. You know.
I know the Pope called me once. From the Vatican, not the current one. JP called me, and he was like, "Corey, now this is I'm translating for you guys. I speak a couple languages." And he's like, "Corey, I love your show. It's done a lot for me in my faith, and it's doing a lot for Catholics and I mean really Christians, Muslims."
I can understand that. Ahmed was a real influence on that community. In this, they never really had a voice before. And then Ahmed came on, did that failed skate groove shimmy.
That was amazing.
Really. Transcendent.
So, after getting messages like that, I mean, I don't know if you guys, I mean, some of you have probably talked to JP. I don't know. I know I have. But if you haven't, it's a shame you didn't.
I mean, yeah, I had his number in my cell phone. So, day or night, he said, give him a call.
Yeah.
I took him up on that a couple times.
Me too. Look for pizza. JP, it reminds me of Jurassic Park.
It's true. Actually, we were supposed to have a guest.
We were.
On these podcasts. We invited Neil, Dino Neil McCollum.
And he was actually on our old radio show. If you guys are listening to this and don't know what the hell we're talking about, all the other podcasts are available on ginormyradio.com.
Yeah, you can download all the old shows if you'd like. Skim through them.
If you don't know which one is which, you can email us. Someone will get back to your email.
And if you're trying to download them and it gets slow and that type of thing,
just let us know.
Let us know, and because we are doing this for free, so we don't really have a lot of options in terms of servers and that kind of a thing. So, you know, we're kind of stuck with what we have.
Yeah.
So,
but do let us know if you're having technical difficulties, and we'll see what we can do about that.
See if we can get them done.
Matt's right. On our old show, we had a fan. His name was Neil McCollum.
Or Archie, as we called him.
We called him Archie, because he was redhead, and he had freckles. And
big douche.
We were, so creative we were. And he was a huge Jurassic Park fan. And
he also drove a jalopy.
Yeah. What?
You may remember his friend Jughead.
Oh. Anyhow, he was a huge Jurassic Park fan, and a few times we had him on the radio show, and we had Matt mock him. We had fake Archie, who was actually, surprise, surprise, Matt, doing a bad British accent.
Really?
For whatever reason.
I'm sure they had no idea.
So, Neil's going to come on tonight, and for subsequent shows in this series, and he didn't.
No, I emailed him, and he said, you know what? Not interested. He said, I've got better things to do on my Saturdays, and I said, no, you don't.
It's true.
Knowing, because, I mean, we're going to put a link up to his website.
Yeah, that's free advertising.
Okay, maybe we won't put it, but maybe I'll just mock it on air. But I guess he's a graphic designer or something. His entire webpage is devoted to dinosaurs, okay, this guy? He celebrated the theatrical release for the first time of the first Jurassic Park by dressing up in a suit and having a party and taking a picture of himself with all of his Jurassic Park figurines or action figures, whatever the hell they are, posters, memorabilia, t-shirts. I mean, this guy's sick. But we wanted to give him a fair shot. We didn't want to mock him openly. I said, I emailed him. I said, would you like to be on the show? And he just said, oh. I thought since he'd been on before, he might come on. But he decided against that. And I guess that was his wish. But I mean, that disappointed me because I really wanted to talk to him about the different things on his website. And now he's a hero of mine. And
I'm sure we're taking it seriously.
And how he actually refers to himself as Dino Neil.
And how we came up with the concept of that intro picture of him holding a lightsaber with dinosaurs in the background. Huge. And he's somehow branded with the Jurassic Park symbol on his skin.
And how he's somehow labeled himself as armed with a keyboard and dangerous.
That's what he is. He's dangerous.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous too.
He's Dino Dangerous.
He might give you a headache.
We miss him though. We wish he would have come on, and maybe you guys could actually email us. And
actually, you know what? I just thought of something. You should email him.
Okay.
You can email Dino_Neil, Neil with two L's, at hotmail.com. If you want to email him and tell him how disappointed you were that he wasn't going to appear in the show, maybe he'll appear on subsequent podcasts. Then I'm not sure if you harass him enough.
Just let him know that we're kind. I mean, we're not going to make fun. I love dinosaurs as much as the next person.
Me too. I tend to think of them as our ancestors.
But I think I think he's brave. I mean, when I think of the great pioneers of the world today, I mean Martin Luther King. Give me another one.
Spielberg.
When I think of the great pioneers, the men who've sought to reshape society, I think they'll have one thing in common, and that's a drive and a love for what they do. And no one can argue that Neil doesn't, you know, love dinosaurs. I mean, I wish I had the strength, the power, the will to dress up in a suit, stand on my bed surrounded by my dinosaur action figures. Hell, I wish I had a dinosaur action figure.
Actually, I did that. I must admit, I did that on the day of Benny Hill's birth.
Did you?
I stood on my bed, had Mom take a picture of me in my suit. I gave the Benny Hill salute, and I played the diddle in the background.
Funny story, his mom then dropped the camera, and he chased her out to the hallway. She went across the hall into one room, and then further down the hall, she comes out another door, and he continues.
So she's chasing me, and then I'm chasing her. That was a big mess.
It was a great story. You really have to see Bad Souls to picture that, but it was
we're not going to post that picture of that on the website. We're not. We draw the line. Our personal lives are our personal lives, people.
Those are off limits.
To my girlfriend who will be listening, because I'll guilt her into it. I don't want you to feel like I'm going to reveal personal things on the air, and I'm sure the same goes for your girlfriend, Jackie.
Yeah, I was supposed to give a shout out, so Jackie, here's your shout out.
Mad shout out. She going to be listening to the show, Jackie? Hello.
Yeah, I think so, begrudgingly, but she'll do it.
Will she?
I think she'll do it.
Show it to her friends.
No, I don't think so. Really, more of the reaction will just generally be, oh.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? I can understand that.
Martin will pretend to be supportive, and that's all I can ask for.
Exactly.
Hey, I don't get no respect. One time when I was doing this movie, I was supposed to do this dive, got the triple indie. People didn't think it was really me. Hey, I don't get no respect. That's not Giant Army.
Well, Matt, that's just about it.
It's hit the almost hit the half hour mark, and that's about all I can take.
Well, that's about the time we're allotted for each one of these podcasts. So I'd like to thank you all for listening. I am Corey Wade. And,
I'm Matt Graham.
And we all hope that Duncan Lau will be joining us to produce the show for us, because we're not really enjoying the producing part.
And this is just sort of a the first pop. Sort of, I guess you could. This is not even really the first official one. It's more of an introduction kind of thing.
It is.
We're going to put it up, see what people think, and then we're going to get more of a quote unquote professional in here, Mr. Duncan Lau, to produce.
We're producing it for us.
Yeah. So we don't have to.
It'll give us more time to work on the creative side. I mean, I've got some huge ideas, dance numbers.
So do I.
Musical.
I'm envisioning this cafeteria.
I'm seeing it, yeah.
Cafeteria musical.
Yeah.
It's called Neil Hall Musical Review.
It'll be awesome.
It's amazing. Tying The Simpsons in there somehow. It's just...
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that. I think the best form of theater is when you take a classic, like something really, like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And you change it so it's... you know, bastardized from its original version, and really holds very little resemblance to the actual source material. Because I mean, I think that's what Shakespeare wanted us to do. I think he wanted us to. I think he wanted us to.
I mean, well, look at Leprechaun in Space. Or Leprechaun in the Hood.
Who hasn't? Anyway, speaking of Shakespeare, the name of the show is Better Than Shakespeare, and you can
email us again at radio@johnomeradio.com.
And thank you for listening.
Cheers.